Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast from Manus. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of refraction, which is topic 4.6 in your OCR specification. Ever wondered how a straw looks bent in a glass of water, or how lenses in your glasses work? That's all down to refraction, and by the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain it like a pro and ace those exam questions. We'll cover the core concepts, run through some crucial exam techniques, test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz, and then wrap it all up. Let's get started. So, what actually is refraction? In the simplest terms, refraction is the change in direction of a wave as it passes from one medium to another. A medium is just a substance, like air, water, or glass. This happens because the wave changes speed. Now, a key term you must know is optical density. This isn't about how heavy something is, it's about how difficult it is for light to travel through it. For example, glass is optically denser than air. When light enters an optically denser medium, it slows down. When it enters a less dense medium, it speeds up. It's this change in speed that causes the change in direction. Think of it like a car driving from a smooth road onto a muddy field at an angle. The wheel that hits the mud first will slow down, while the other wheel on the road keeps going at the same speed for a moment. This difference in speed causes the car to pivot and change direction. That's exactly what happens with light waves. For higher tier candidates, you can explain this using wavefronts. Imagine a series of parallel wavefronts hitting the boundary. The part of the wavefront that enters the denser medium first slows down, causing the entire wavefront to pivot. This is a high-level explanation that examiners love to see. So how do we draw this? Examiners expect precise ray diagrams. You must use a ruler. 1. First, draw the boundary between your two media, for instance, air and a glass block. 2. Next, at the point where the light ray will hit the boundary, draw the normal. This is a dashed line drawn at exactly 90 degrees to the surface. I cannot stress this enough. Always measure your angles from the normal, not the surface. This is the most common mistake candidates make. 3. Draw your incident ray, the ray of light coming in. The angle between this ray and the normal is the angle of incidence I. 4. Now, the important part. If light is entering a denser medium like air to glass, it slows down and bends towards the normal. The angle of refraction R will be smaller than the angle of incidence. A great way to remember this is the mnemonic tag T towards the normal in AIR to GLASS. 5. If light is going from a denser to a less dense medium like glass back into air, it speeds up and bends away from the normal. The angle of refraction will be larger than the angle of incidence. One final core concept. When a wave refracts, its speed and wavelength change, but its frequency stays the same. This is a crucial fact that often comes up as a one-mark question. Don't get caught out. Okay, let's talk exam technique. Examiners are looking for specific things here. When a question asks you to describe the path of a light ray, you need to mention two things for the marks: the change in speed and the change in direction relative to the normal. For example, as the light enters the denser glass block, it slows down and bends towards the normal. Let's cover those common mistakes again, because they are so easy to avoid. 1. Measuring angles from the surface. Don't do it! Always draw the normal and measure from there. 2. Drawing freehand lines. Use a ruler for your rays. Examiners can and will penalize messy, curved, or imprecise lines. 3. Getting the direction wrong. Remember, tag. Towards the normal when going from air to glass, it bends away when leaving. 4. Stating that frequency changes. It doesn't, only speed and wavelength change. For higher tier candidates, if you're asked about total internal reflection, remember it only happens when light travels from a denser to a less dense medium. You need to state that the angle of incidence must be greater than the critical angle. The critical angle is the specific angle of incidence where the refracted ray travels right along the boundary at 90 degrees to the normal. Right, are you ready for a quickfire quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer, then I'll give you the correct one. Let's go. 1. What is the name for the line drawn at 90 degrees to the surface boundary? The normal. 2. When light enters an optically denser medium, does it bend towards or away from the normal? It bends towards the normal. 3. When a wave refracts, which property stays constant, speed, frequency, or wavelength?
Frequency.
4. What is the name for the angle between the incident ray and the normal?
The angle of incidence.
5. Higher tier. total internal reflection can only happen when light travels from a denser to a denner or underscore, 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 two, idiom. Fill in the blank. Less dense. How did you do? If you got all of those right, you're in a great position. So to summarize today's session on refraction, refraction is the change in direction of a wave due to a change in speed as it crosses a boundary between two media. When entering a denser medium, light slows down and bends towards the normal. When entering a less dense medium, light speeds up and bends away from the normal. Always draw a normal and measure angles of incidence and refraction from it. And remember, frequency remains constant. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to the Manus Revision Podcast. Check out the full study guide for more diagrams, worked examples, and practice questions. Keep up the great work, and see you next time.